Welcome, people of the internet. Good morning, good forenoon, good noon, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, wherever you are. I hope you have waffles. I know I do. The most important bit about proper Belgian waffles is more sugar. In particular, when you put the dough into the waffle maker, large chunks of sugar mixed into the dough right before you press them and you make them, and then just more sugar on top. That's the main trick, as I'm told. I'm not certain I'll be allowed to re-enter Belgium next year, given that super basic recipe. But at least it should make your waffles a little bit better, and that's what we are here for. Well, not quite. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Online events are not great, and I think that most of us are clawing at the walls, clamoring for more human interaction and for actually like social interaction. But it is what it is. There is one nice property about online events, even though FOSDEM always tries to be as accessible as possible for as many people as possible. We have to acknowledge that having an online event, you don't need to book travel, you don't need an accommodation, so you don't need the CO2 emission, you don't need the time or not as much time, and you don't need money for accommodation or anything, you know, or for travel. So still you get to participate on the same level as everyone else. There is no difference between the online and the offline or in-person attendees. So that's a nice property of online events. Yet, honestly, I'm tired of them. And I expect most of you to also be super, super tired of them. Because the main thing about FOSDEM is the hallway trick. This buzz and this buzzling in comically crowded, crowded hallways and such, sitting next to each other, bumping into that random person you haven't seen in years, being able to meet that one friend or those 10 friends, which you see once a year at FOSDEM. And for the second time in a row, it's just not happening. And it's just tiring. We really, really, really hope that we'll be able to enable every one of you to actually come together and meet in person and just have that one super exhausting but also super exhilarating weekend in the year. But we'll make the best of it. We hope you make the best of it, and we hope to help you make the best of it. So let's get started with the information stuff. General information. This URL has everything you need, maybe except for waffle recipes. Maybe we can fix this until tomorrow. I mean, within the morning where I'm giving this intro talk. Anyway, or you just go to FOSDEM.org and click through. But this is the main watering hole where you can consume information. Speaking of watering holes, we do have the absolute maximum of social interaction, which we were able to facilitate. Online chat. So we have Matrix as our main avenue of communication, chat.fosdem.org. If you don't have your own account, you can register one with us. If you have existing Matrix accounts, totally fine, just use them. If you prefer IRC, we all know the XKCD comic, libera.chat, not any other potentially existing legacy IRC networks, Libera or Libera.chat is the place to be. They also offer a web front end if you don't want to install or don't have an IRC client. If you don't have a strong opinion, honestly, just use chat.fosdem.org and register an account with us. That's the easiest thing. It also allows you to do the other integration-y things, like, for example, ask questions in the Q&A section, upvote questions which have been asked by others, so the dev room managers can read them out at the end of any given talk. These kinds of things are well integrated into Matrix. So that's the preferred thing if you don't have a strong opinion. This looks like this. And you just click on a thing and you go to the thing. So you want to go to K building, you can. If you don't have an account, it'll look like this, and you can just register or log in, or you can even use single sign-on of a few other providers, whichever you prefer. It works. We also hope that you have a little bit of an ability to make this fun for yourself, other than the waffles, which you obviously already have or are making as you hear this. If you have anything, it might be fun, it might be quirky, it might be super normal, send us a picture. And I'll do my very best we will do our very best to collate them and put them in the closing talk to just see how everyone else is holding up and how people are consuming the content which is produced. Like and subscribe, or at least use #FOSDEM on Twitter, on Mastodon, wherever you are, so we have a fair chance of actually seeing those pictures. Share your stories, have fun, ignore all the spam bots and other people who try and ride on the wave of any popular hashtag. And that's where we'll look for stuff. If you want to be part of the closing talk role, that's the best way to do it. Looking at the content. So the schedule lives here, or again, FOSDEM.org, and click through. Easy. We also have a mobile optimized version if you want to use this. We also have a ton of apps or applications, depending on how old you are, for a variety of platforms. We list the ones which we have tested, and you can just use them. I don't think we have anything for Apple this time around. But for pretty much everything else, we have something. The schedule is packed. We have a ton of content. I'm not going to read the numbers, as you can do this yourself. We don't have the final number of hours yet. We obviously don't have any final attendee numbers yet. That'll be part of the closing talk. Also, those numbers might change during the event, as per usual. We'll see, and we'll publish it at the end. Unfortunately, we'll not be able to do like the amount of fries consumed or waffles or what have you. You'll have to do your own food stamps, but you don't have as much waiting time, which is nice. We'll have four main tracks this time around: community, miscellaneous, real-time communications, and security. To be fair, to be honest, this is not as important a distinction as it usually is, because we have unlimited space. Yet the main tracks are the ones which FOSDEM staff is chaperoning. But we couldn't do this ourselves, because as you probably saw and as you probably still remember, we have 52 dev rooms. Again, we have unlimited space, which is super nice. I'm not going to read all of those out. You know the drill. Look at the schedule, pick what interests you, and just go wherever you want as quickly as you want without having to stand in line. Super nice. We also have those 41 stands. Again, just pick something and say hi if you so choose. You can find the overview of these stands here, and it'll look like this. Like this, just a small screenshot of the thing. You basically you see the thing, you decide what you want to look at, and you just jump right in. If you click it, that takes you to lo and behold Matrix, and there you can do the usual same as with the dev rooms. Easy. In case it's not easy, in case you have any other questions, in case you need anything, as per usual, InfoDesk. We do not give out booklets this year, which might come as a huge surprise. But seriously speaking, InfoDesk is there for you. You have the InfoDesk channel on Matrix, and I do realize there should be a hash pound in front of InfoDesk, but you'll probably be able to do this yourselves. We also have one on IRC, and we have the usual email address. If you want a quick reply, Matrix is probably your best bet. Email is your worst, but we are monitoring all of those, and we are replying on all of those, and we'll do our level best to help you. If you want swag, we have a shirt and a hoodie this time around, and you can order either or both of them if you so choose. If you are within the European Union, or actually if you have a shipping destination which is located within the European Union, treasure.fosdem.org is the place to go to. If you have a shipping destination outside of the European Union, row.treasure.fosdem.org is the place to go to. Just pick whatever you like, as many as you like. We need to add shipping and handling, well, actually not handling, just shipping fees on top, and we'll send you your stuff. The cutoff, unless you already ordered before FOSDEM, in that case, your things are already on their way to you. If you order during FOSDEM or after FOSDEM, the cutoff is 13th of February. If you don't have your order in by that time, we can't accommodate it. That's when we'll do the second wave or batch of shipments, and then it's done for the year. And yeah, it's done for the year. In case you have any feedback, there are many, many feedback links scattered throughout the schedule and the website, and you can use any and all of them to give feedback. We really, really appreciate your feedback, and we would really like to hear it. The best way to do catch-all feedback, or do it at the end, or the easiest to remember, quite honestly, is just feedback@fosdem.org. Please tell us what specifically you're giving feedback about. If you're talking about that one specific talk, like tell us the diaphragm and the time or the title or what have you, so we can match this. But this is also for wider feedback, any feedback. Send it. We read everything. We reply to most, I think. But we cannot promise that we'll reply to everything, but we read everything, we take everything into account, we try to accommodate anything which we can accommodate. We really, really value this feedback, so please, if you have anything to say, or if it's just a hey, this was great, send it. We don't get those often, and we like reading them. That's for the positive and for the medium feedback. In case anything truly bad happens, and in case it's urgent, so basically important and urgent, don't hesitate to contact us through different means. We do have a code of conduct. We take it extremely seriously, and we follow up. The best way, or the most reliable way, is to email contact@fosdem.org, which is monitored by several people, and they will get back to you. We also have a phone number, which works internationally in case something is truly urgent. You can ask anyone wearing a yellow hoodie. You just need to realize who is wearing one. Or you also can see all of this in the overview. Also, again, fosdem.org, and it's linked up above, and you can click through. But if push came to shove, contact@fosdem.org is the quickest way and the easiest to remember. Going to the thank you section, we would like to thank all the volunteers who make this happen and who enable us to make this happen, because endless amounts of time are being put into FOSDEM every single year. It's different for the online versions, of course, yet there's a lot of work going on. We would like to thank all the DevRoom managers, because again, we couldn't manage all of those tracks in parallel. We would like to thank all the speakers. And I would like to thank all the staff. Of course, usually when others write this, they just kind of ignore this. And it's a ton of work over the year to actually. And I would like to thank explicitly, which do a lot of work here. We also have to thank the sponsors. As per usual, you'll be for hosting us, but no, in seriousness, they're still supporting us, and we are able to come back next year, hopefully. So, thank you to all the sponsors. This is something like FOSDEM is something we literally could not do without sponsors. But as you know, we are trying to not optimize to sponsors. We are actually cutting off sponsorship when we have enough. We completely make sponsorship handling and any content handling completely distinct, different people, different everything, to have a complete separation. And another part of this strategy of not being dependent on any particular sponsor is donations from you or from anyone else. Of course, we don't want to rely on a few heavy hitters, and then we we basically stop. We want to have as broad of a financing base as possible, because that is what allows us to not only know ourselves that we are independent, but also to confirm to the outside world that yes, we are independent, because we don't require any singular sponsors, goodwill or anything. So yeah, no matter if you donate or not, thank you. Thank you for attending. Thank you for coming back year after year. Thank you for being with us last year and this year. Thank you for being excited about next year. Thank you for being excited about this year. Thank you for attending. I hope all of you have fun. I honestly do. We hope and expect you to be excellent to each other. We hope to hug you next year if you want to be hugged again. Have fun, stay safe, wash your hands. See you next year. Thank you.